Welcome to Chagiga, Perek, Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. Because the previous Mishnah spoke about the fact that Arayos, the prohibited relatives that are prohibited to have to marry or to have a sexual relation with, the Mishnah continues on that theme. And the Mishnah says, Ein Darshan Barayos. We cannot make a drasha. A rabbi cannot teach. And the Gemara teaches us that means Arayos doesn't just mean forbidden relations. It also means the parts that of forbidden relations that are not explicit in the Torah. For example, the prohibition of marrying one's mother-in-law's mother, etc., bishlosha, when there are three people in the class, which means to say like this, the Gemara explains that we're scared that the rabbi's teaching it, and one of the students will engage the rabbi in a discussion, the other two will start discussing the matter themselves, and they'll miss something important that the rabbi says. Therefore, the halacha is that he cannot teach three, however he could teach two, because if he teaches two and one of them engages in a discussion with the rabbi, the other one has to listen because he has no one to talk to. You're not allowed to publicly talk about Masa Bereshis, the story of creation, Bishnaim, even to two people. It would have to be something that a rabbi teaches just to one. And similarly, we're not allowed to talk about the Merkava. The Merkava is the prophecy of Yechezkel of Ezekiel, where he speaks about the celestial beings, and there's a lot of deep secrets about the Almighty and the upper spheres. Biyachid, that one is not allowed to do even to an individual, Elim Kain, unless that individual is Chacham, somebody who is wise, Umevin Midato, and someone that's perceptive, and he can understand from what the rabbi says other things as well. The Rambam adds, and the Rambam says, the Masa Bereshis is talking about the natural depth of the beginning of creation, and Masa Merkava is the heavenly wisdom, the understanding of Hashem Himself, which a finite mind has difficulty understanding the infinite. The Mishnah continues, if a person looks at these four things, one deeply analyzes these four things, it would be better for the person to never have been born. What are the four things? Malamala, what is above the heavens? Malamata, what is below the earth? Malifanim, what was there before creation? And what will be after creation? The Mishnah is teaching us that a person who doesn't do this objectively, a person that doesn't do this properly, doesn't do it from a Torah teacher, could come to it, make serious mistakes, which could have catastrophic, blasphemous results. And therefore, a person should not do this, as the Mishnah. And a person who doesn't have, is not concerned about the honor of Hashem, Mark explains that means a person who performs a sin in hiding, so as if to say, as long as people don't see me, I'm okay, because God can't see me, and he's not concerned about Hashem seeing what he does. It is better that such a person should never have come into this world, because he's denying the existence, physically, practically, of the Almighty, of Hashem himself. Wishing you a wonderful Shabbos, wishing you as well a meaningful and easy fast of Tisha B'Av. There will not be a recording on Matzai Tisha B'Av, because as we know, there's a prohibition to study Torah unless it's Torah that's related to the actual fast or the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. May we merit to see the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt speedily in our days.